From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the wake of the recent blizzard that unloaded nearly 100 inches of snow on California, AccuWeather made a major announcement. California will be free of widespread drought through at least 2025. AccuWeather California weather expert Ken Clark said that the combination of the abundance of rain and snow last winter and what has happened this winter gives a high confidence that drought conditions will remain absent in California well into next year. This is great news for both the short-term drought concerns and the long-term battle against widespread drought. Years of drought did take their toll on the state's water table, so back-to-back winters with blockbuster storms have replenished water reservoirs and quenched the parched landscape. Last winter was a historic one for California, with a barrage of atmospheric rivers that washed away all of the widespread drought concerns across a state that was once parched for the better part of a decade. It has been another storm-filled winter in California, especially since the start of this year. The exclamation point was the whopper of a storm that unloaded yards of snow over the state's mountains as we flipped that calendar from February to March, making up for a relatively dry start to the winter. And then some. Six of the most important water reservoirs across the state are near or well above the historical average water levels and could rise further before the end of the wet season. Reservoir levels could increase further with more storms possible before the end of the wet season, in tandem with melting snow that runs off from the mountains in the coming weeks and months. Like a swinging pendulum, it is not the question of if drought will return to California, but when. The state largely relies on storms during the winter months for most of its rain and snow, and it can only take one dry winter to ring the alarm bells on an emerging drought again. One of the key factors when examining the long-term drought concerns for California rests near the equator of the eastern Pacific Ocean. When this zone of the Pacific is warmer than historical averages for an extended period of time, it results in El Niño, which typically directs more storms at California. Its inverse, La Niña, occurs when the water in this area of the Pacific is cooler and typically results in drier and milder winters for California. AccuWeather predicts that the current El Niño will be swiftly replaced by La Niña before next winter, which increases the likelihood of dry weather on the horizon. However, that does not mean that a new drought is imminent. AccuWeather long-range expert Paul Pastelak explained that the eventual strength of the La Niña, which develops, will be one of the key factors in the duration of the drought-free period in California. Should the La Niña remain relatively weak, there can be an extension of the time without widespread drought in California, even beyond early 2026. That's all for now. There are more stories like this at AccuWeather.com, and for your local forecast at your fingertips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 366 days in the leap year, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.